Eric's emotion was so great that he had to tell the Persian not to look at him, for he was choking and must take off his mask. The daroga went to the window and opened it. His heart was full of pity, but he took care to keep his eyes fixed on the trees in the Tuileries gardens, lest he should see the monster's face. "I went and released the young man," Eric continued, "and told him to come with me to Christine. They kissed before me in the Louis Philippe room. Christine had my ring. I made Christine swear to come back one night when I was dead, crossing the lake from the Rue Scribe side, and bury me in the greatest secrecy with the gold ring, which she was to wear until that moment. I told her where she would find my body and what to do with it. Then Christine kissed me, for the first time herself, here on the forehead. Don't look, daroga! Here on the forehead, on my forehead, mine. Don't look, daroga! And they went off together. Christine had stopped crying. I alone cried. Daroga, daroga, if Christine keeps her promise, she will come back soon. The Persian asked him no questions. He was quite reassured as to the fate of Raoul de Chagny and Christine Daae. No one could have doubted the word of the weeping Eric that night. The monster resumed his mask and collected his strength to leave the daroga. He told him that, when he felt his end to be very near at hand, he would send him, in gratitude for the kindness which the Persian had once shown him, that which he held dearest in the world, all Christine Daae's papers, which she had written for Raoul's benefit and left with Eric, together with a few objects belonging to her, such as a pair of gloves, a shoe buckle, and two pocket handkerchiefs. In reply to the Persian's questions, Eric told him that the two young people, as soon as they found themselves free, had resolved to go and look for a priest in some lonely spot where they could hide their happiness, and that, with this object in view, they had started from the northern railway station of the world. Lastly, Eric relied on the Persian, as soon as he received the promised relics and papers, to inform the young couple of his death and to advertise it in the Epoque. That was all. The Persian saw Eric to the door of his flat, and Darius helped him down to the street. A cab was waiting for him. Eric stepped in, and the Persian, who had gone back to the window, heard him say to the driver, "Go to the opera." And the cab drove off into the night. The Persian had seen the poor, unfortunate Eric for the last time. 3 weeks later, the Epoque published this advertisement: "Eric is dead."